Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1729. 10 Facts You Need to Know About Women's Health by Riley Pierce of freeformfitness.ca. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Tuesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read articles on fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and more. Just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites, of course. Oh, and the extra bonus, there's always a bit of my commentary at the end. Extra bonus, on Fridays, I answer your questions. Remember, you can send me a question by going to oldpodcast.com/ask or email your question in directly to health@oldpodcast.com. Now, there are two things I want to mention about today's post before I start. The first is that whenever the author uses the term women or female, we're going to say that it's referring to those who were either assigned a female gender at birth or those that currently identify as female. And second, if you identify as male or non-binary, don't tune out. I promise you will still find lots of useful tidbits in this article. I'm telling you, as someone that identifies as male, this article is really fascinating. So stick around and let's hear today's post and continue optimizing your life. 10 Facts You Need to Know About Women's Health by Riley Pierce of freeformfitness.ca. Every October, we acknowledge Breast Cancer Awareness Month, bringing more awareness to women's health and the fight against breast cancer. Breast cancer is just a small piece of the female health puzzle. The female body is incredible and has to go through a lot over the course of a woman's life. So we wanted to write a whole article dedicated to the amazing facts about women's health that you need to know. 1. Women have a higher pain threshold. And with good reason. Giving birth is one of the most painful experiences in a human life, so it's important for women to have a high pain threshold. In fact, a study out of McGill University observed that a woman's pain threshold is 9 times greater than that of a man's. This is the amount of pain a woman is able to experience and has to do with how women remember the pain. Again, for good reason. Women are able to forget pain better than men. This is not to be confused with how much pain women feel. Women have more pain receptors and their skin is thinner, meaning that they feel pain more easily. When that pain has subsided, they're better at forgetting it and will be more likely to willingly experience that pain again. 2. Women are more resistant to fatigue. Estrogen, a hormone that's most commonly blamed for women's moodiness and being hormonal, is actually a very powerful hormone. It's so powerful that it helps women endure longer bouts of continuous exercise. Activities such as running, swimming, and cycling are all activities that women are able to do more easily than their male counterparts. Men are typically able to do them faster because they have greater muscular power and are typically heavier than women, giving them more force behind these exercises. But biologically, women are better suited to endurance events. 3. During pregnancy, women are able to perform workouts and exercise more efficiently. We already know that pregnancy is amazing. The changes to a woman's body are numerous, but are all there to help grow another human being inside of someone over the course of 9 months. One of the first major changes to the body is the increase in red blood cell count for women. Taking you back to high school biology, the more red blood cells you have, the more oxygen-carrying capacity your body has. Oxygen is required for energy production in most activities, so if the body has more of it, then the body is able to do those activities with greater ease. This basically means that women in their first trimester are superhuman and are able to do tasks like a workout with greater ease. 4. Birth control may deplete many important nutrients. For those of you who are on hormonal birth control, or who have ever been on hormonal birth control, there is one side effect that's rarely talked about. It turns out that the pill depletes many important vitamins and minerals in the body. Riboflavin, B6, B12, folic acid, magnesium, vitamin C, and zinc are the main nutrients that are depleted due to the birth control pill. These vitamins are important for general health, energy production, and metabolism. Eating a healthy, whole food diet should help keep these nutrients in balance, but women should be consuming protein-rich foods, leafy greens, and legumes every day if they're on the birth control pill or have recently come off the birth control pill. These foods are often high in the nutrients I just mentioned. 5. The mammary glands extend beyond the breast. 1 in 8 Canadian women will likely develop breast cancer at some point in their lives. Breast cancer develops in the mammary glands, which extend beyond the breast. The mammary glands actually extend from the breast up to the collarbone and run across the chest from the armpit to the breastbone. This is why regular self-exams are important. They need to check the entire area where the mammary glands are found in order to do a thorough check for any lumps or abnormalities. Women should be checking their breasts after every period. Self-exams can be life-saving. 6. Women have incredible lower body strength. Although men are typically praised for incredible feats of strength, women are actually the stronger sex. Pound for pound, women have shown to be stronger than men, especially in their lower body and back muscles. There is one young woman, Steffi Cohen, who has trained herself to deadlift 4 times her body weight. Men on average can deadlift 1.5 times to 2.5 times their body weight. 7. The egg chooses the sperm. Again, let's go back to health class in middle school. Many of us were taught that there were strong swimmers, and the strongest of them was the one that fertilized the egg. Unfortunately, this is just not true. A team of researchers from Sweden and the UK discovered that the egg releases chemoattractants, which allow the egg to choose the sperm. So, no, it isn't about the strength of the swimmers, but more the compatibility of the chemicals. 8. Women burn fat better, but they also store more of it. That's right, women are actually better at using fat for fuel than men. During exercise, women are able to utilize their fat stores for energy more efficiently than men. This sounds great, but the flip side to this is that women are also better at storing fat than men, making it harder for women to lose and keep off unwanted fat. Insulin, the hormone that controls sugar levels in the blood and therefore impacts the storage of fat on the body, has a tight relationship with estrogen. The two hormones are directly affected by the other, and therefore women's bodies create and store more fat than men. Evolutionarily, this is a good thing, as fat acts as an excellent source of stored calories, meaning that women can survive longer without food or could support a baby more easily than men. 9. Women live 6 to 7 years longer than men. The reasons for this are both biological and behavioral. Women are less likely to smoke, drink excessively, and be overweight. Women are also more likely to seek out medical help early, whereas men typically wait longer. Testosterone, the primary sex hormone in men, also increases the chances of men taking on risky behaviors. Men are more likely to do things like getting in car accidents, physical altercations, and gunfights. And 10, women have stronger immune systems. Women are also likely to live longer because their sex hormones give them a stronger immune system. Estrogen is a protective hormone, whereas testosterone is a hormone that decreases the strength of the immune system. How our sex hormones directly increase or decrease function is a complex system. Just know that estrogen boosts the function of important cells in the brain and gut, while testosterone downregulates things like natural killer cells, while also increasing the anti-inflammatory response. The female body is capable of some pretty incredible things, Although women are fierce and resilient, women's health is also vulnerable to disease. Instead of creating ridiculous ideals for women to live up to, we need to start encouraging women to care for their bodies and minds. We hope that these incredible facts about women's health can help guide those conversations. You just listened to the post titled, 10 Facts You Need to Know About Women's Health by Riley Pierce of freeformfitness.ca. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. See, didn't I tell you this article was fascinating? Now for some, when listening to this, they may have felt like this is all about a competition, that those that identify as one gender are somehow more superior than others. But I don't believe that's what Riley's main point was. Instead, I think the real message is that we need to celebrate our strengths. Don't forget how strong and powerful each one of us are and can be. We all have the potential to become better versions of ourselves. In fact, that's what the term wellness really means. It's the actions we take to become the best versions of ourselves. And again, I think that's what Riley was really after. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you're having a great week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.